Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Bryce.
Next time you're gonna get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Cause I like to get lubed up before I get...
James.
Say what?
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
Hello and welcome into Not Another Podcast. I am James.
And I am Bryce.
And we are once again on our online studio. And I'm kind of disappointed, Bryce.
Yeah?
You've got that fancy new mic that I was really jealous of and coveting. So I bought one. And the damn thing don't work.
That's no bueno.
Yeah, so I gotta check and see if it's a cord problem. Because if it's a cord problem, that's great. That's like $5-$10. But
yeah.
If it's a mic problem, I got to send the whole thing back, and I'll be pissed. Because then I got to wait longer to get a functional mic. But on the plus side, I have old mics that work just as well.
So at least we can still do it.
Yes. I'm also disappointed because apparently you've been talking with our friend Big Jim.
Yep.
And trying to get him on the show.
Yeah, it's not working out so well.
Well, as we did discuss before the show, Jim is kind of like a caveman in that when you give him technology, first he tries to eat it.
Hang on a sec.
You have audio issues?
Let's fix this shit.
I'm leaving all this in, by the way.
There we go. God damn it, my headphones are just too short. Hang on one second.
Oh, short headphones. I remember those days. I'm messing with my mix here. This is compelling radio, by the way. In the days of yore... This moment of silence brought to you by technology. Technology fucking you over at every turn.
Yeah, it is. Come on. No, I don't want that hum. It'll drive me nuts. There, I'll just physically move my computer.
Hey, that works.
Yeah. I was recording. And every time I'd talk, I'd hear myself in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
And that would fucking drive me batshit.
Yeah, I hate that when like you're on the phone with someone and like there's that delay echo thing.
Yeah.
You know, it just fucking bugs the shit out of me. Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I know. It was so fucking annoying. It was driving me just...
And what's worse is like they can't hear it.
Yeah, so you sound like you're crazy.
Or, you know, the worst it happens is like when you're playing with people online.
Yeah.
That's happened to us a bunch, and it's just like, I shut up and stop talking. People are like constantly, are you there? And when I answer, it's like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
I know, it's so annoying. So fucking annoying.
I stopped talking because I'm tired of hearing myself.
I know,
hearing myself.
I know, I fucking hate it. And my headphones are like just a hair too short. I'm using the desktop because I don't want to fucking get the computer and all that shit.
So some interesting stuff's been happening. I saw this story this morning, actually, and I got to say, chalk one up for man. Men won, bears nothing. Longtime listeners of the show know I have a theory that Bryce helped me come up with. And that is one day, bears will rise up, and there will be Bearmageddon. And today, men fought back. Actually, this happened Sunday. A Canadian man's up in the woods, and a bear and her cub were near the guy. I'm not sure if he was camping or in the woods or if it was just in the neighborhood. But the bear attacked the guy, and instead of doing the normal thing that you're supposed to do when a bear attacks, which is lay down
and fight hell. I'd run like hell. Fuck that.
You're not supposed to run because they will chase you, and despite their...
See, if I can make it to my house first, I can shoot him.
Well, there's that, but I mean, if you're in the woods, you got a long way to run to get to your house.
Probably.
But this guy ended up boxing the bear and won. I guess he took it. The bear took a swing at him and got missed him. The guy punched back and hit the bear in the jaw, like opened up his knuckles and broke some stuff. The bear like swatted at the guy, hit his back, clawed his back up. But the guy like did an uppercut, hit the bear in the snout. The bear falls on his ass and stops and looks like, wait a minute,
what?
What the fuck?
What
just happened?
Fuck that.
And I guess the bear just like kind of got up and walked away. Like, okay, you got
all
me.
All right, you win. You win.
That wasn't supposed to happen. So, beware bears. Some of us know how to box. There's that bear, I think we talked about it a few weeks ago, that bear in New Jersey that's been walking on his hind legs showed up again, grabbed some garbage and walked away on its hind legs, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
What?
I'm telling you, we're just months away from spotting bears wearing people clothes, trying to blend
top
in.
Top hat and...
I'm not a wild bear. I'm just a hairy man. Yes, that's it. With a very long torso and short, stubby legs. Our buddy Bernie Sanders was on Wolf Blitzer, and I'm starting to worry about Bernie's mental health. In less than 5 minutes' time, Bernie kept calling Wolf Jake.
Oh, man.
Wolf even corrected him at one point and said, no, it's Wolf. I'm Wolf. And Bernie's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and they called him Jake two more times. I'm either like, either Bernie's like rubbing Wolf's nose in it, or he's really starting to lose
I think he might just be fried from all of the stuff he's been trying to campaign.
Oh, undoubtedly. The guy is like... He's got to be exhausted. But I think it was funny. I wish I had the audio. It's fucking hilarious. Especially after Wolf goes, no, it's Wolf. And Bernie's like, I don't care,
it doesn't
Jake.
Doesn't matter. From State Farm.
Your name
Farm.
Is Jake now. yeah, Bernie. I feel bad for him. On the other side of the coin, the big news, of course, is Hillary is not going to be indicted. I watched the press conference with the head of the FBI breaking down this report. And I admit that I find it very disturbing that Hillary did classified information. But I'm wondering... There's things that I question about it. And again, I don't know. I'm not in the know. I didn't see the emails, clearly. I'm wondering how much of this so-called classified stuff was like backlogged as classified. Like they said it was classified at the time of the email, but how easy would it be to just say, you know, pay someone... who is supposed to be
classified.
In the know to say, oh, yeah, that was classified top secret. Like, clearly this is a witch hunt. And I've got to wonder, like, how much of that is actually true that it was classified at the time. It just, you know, I know the FBI did their due diligence and really, you know, investigated this. But it still feels shady to me, you know? I mean, especially with this all came out of the whole Benghazi thing. Like the Republicans couldn't nail her on Benghazi, so they just kind of went on this, well, what about her emails? Yeah, the emails, I guess the whole email thing came up from the Benghazi investigation.
Or Washington Post thing. One of the news organizations had found out about it.
Yeah.
Boo.
Pardon me, I've been up since
Boo.
3 this morning. Or no, 2. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, someone's got to bring home the bacon. Yeah, it's just... I don't think anything shady on the FBI's part. I think they did the investigation as much as they can. What I think is shady is the people... Because apparently they would send... like the not the emails, but like parts of the emails to like the relevant parties, and those people would respond back as like you know, so they would send like, okay, this was found in this email, da 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 da, is this sensitive information? And that company, party, whatever,
yes,
would write
was.
Back,
yeah.
No, it's nothing, or yes, that's so. That's where I find it shady, you know, because, again, like we said, it could be totally easy for the Republicans to go, we know this stuff is coming out that was in Hillary's emails. Say it was
too much error
at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all human error. But I got to hand it to the FBI because they took the 30,000 plus emails that Hillary gave up,
yeah.
And then they went and they found more emails. So kudos to them for doing a really good job investigating this. And the guy, the director of the FBI that did this press conference and everything, is a hardcore Republican. Like, he's given money to Romney's campaign, to McCain. Like, he's a hardcore conservative Republican. And he came out and said, look, guys, there's stuff here, but it's not enough to, you know, even go through with even an indictment.
And the witch hunt won't end.
You know? But did you... oh, no, they're gonna keep coming. What's really funny is this is the only thing... that Republicans can hold against her. But did you see
I had heard about it. I hadn't seen it.
Tweet about it?
Yeah.
It's kind of whiny. You know? Hillary didn't do this on purpose.
No.
I don't think. I think
they're
she...
They're not purposely trying to...
She wasn't trying to expose anyone.
The problem is the government... The way that the government's servers are run... It's nearly impossible to get space, and there's a lot of lack of technology, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. But Snowden's all butthurt, and my first thought was, well, okay, let's break it down. You purposefully broke in... got all this classified information and gave it to news organizations and whatnot. You did that on purpose. Your heart was in the right place, but you broke the law. Hillary's just kind of stupid.
And while...
You know? I mean, she didn't... There was nothing malicious or purposeful about what she did. And like you said, there's a technology problem. I just saw an article that apparently Washington
finally.
Is finally getting
they still
rid
use
of the
floppy disks, like the fucking the
oh god,
the 5-inch ones or whatever. The
our nuclear launch codes
say,
are still on floppy
makes it a lot
disks from the
to hack
80s.
Into them, but
oh, undoubtedly. But at the same time,
they're spending.
I don't know how secure I feel about
amounts of money. To just keep these machines running.
Yeah, yeah. Government, man, I'll tell you. Another funny story I saw today. Donald Trump versus the mosquito. Did you see this? So, Trump is at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night. During his speech, a mosquito landed on his podium.
Flailing around.
And he started acting like a little kid. Dude, seriously, I'm not even joking. He's like, get it out of here. I hate mosquitoes.
Of course.
And then he turns it into an insult on Hillary.
Flanders.
Which, like...
Dude, all of his insults.
Landed flat. Yeah. But it's just, oh my God, it's one of the funniest things. It's like, oh, it's a mosquito.
Oh, no.
I don't want mosquitoes near me. Mosquito bad. Oh, it was glorious. It was so glorious. I guess the whole thing in Cincinnati last night was just kind of a clusterfuck anyway. Like, I don't know if he was drunk or what was going on, but it was one of the weirdest rallies he has had to date. Like, his son was up there, and he was like, oh, my son's here! He's so tall! Look at my son!
I guess, like, I just saw an article the other day where his daughter, Ivanka, says that he's a feminist. Yeah. Yeah.
Trump?
Yeah.
Bullshit!
Apparently she
hasn't
been paying attention to fucking anything.
Megyn Kelly
is proof. Everything
he
fucking says, the sexist shit that he says.
Dude, he is a fucking sexist and racist ass bag. He still hasn't answered the thing that Hillary put out about all of the products that carry the Trump name that are all manufactured outside the U.S. How are you supposed to make America great again as the president when your businesses are
because
all
it's all
being
about the money? He doesn't give a fuck about any of it.
Exactly. And what pisses me off and just blows me away is no one catches this. The people who support him are like, oh, Trump's going to, he says what I feel. And yeah, but dude, do you realize that you're going to be paying his taxes, his friend's taxes? He's going to be passing laws to protect his business interests when he gets out of office in 4 years. I wouldn't be surprised if he fucking passed laws and then resigned the presidency.
No. Nothing this man would do, I think, could shock me.
It would not shock me at all. We were having a debate at my job the other day about him, and we're pretty much in two camps. Either Trump starts a world nuclear war in 12 months, or the CIA assassinates him in 6 months to prevent him from stopping a nuclear war.
Well, he's already
come
had
on,
a couple
CIA.
Attempts on his
come
life
on,
at these rallies.
CIA. Yeah, these guys are not doing their job.
Well, I don't. You know. I'm not condoning
you have
his
one
death,
job!
But he is not a man who should be president.
I don't want him.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't want him to come to any sort of bodily harm.
Get
but
mo.
I don't want him running for president. I support waterboarding.
Oh, speaking of
Saddam Hussein, what a great guy!
Did you see that where he praised Saddam Hussein? Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's been all over the news feeds.
Killing his own people.
You know what Saddam was good at?
He was great at
killing terrorists. You know what
else
he was good at?
He was great at killing his own fucking people.
Seeding terrorism.
He was really good at that.
Fuck that guy. Well, fucking, you know, he
Trump
was a dictator.
Up to anybody.
Trump looks up to him, man. Saddam Hussein. Fidel Castro.
Joseph Stalin.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Those are his heroes, man.
I heard he's got a Stalin
Mussolini.
Tramp stamp.
Those guys.
Oh, sorry, it's a Trump stamp.
It's not a tramp stamp. It's on his left butt cheek. Bryce for the win.
He
somewhere
will be.
Big Jim is smiling and laughing. And thank you that it wasn't aimed at him. No, it's we're 5 months
sounds
away from
about
the
right.
elections now. It's gonna get.
Oh God,
I'm anxious.
I wish so badly that it could have been Sanders and Trump in a debate, because Sanders would have just fucking destroyed Jake.
Oh, dude. Jake would have had no idea what was coming. Did you see that? I just saw this morning. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley may be the
I heard that she was shopped around.
Choice.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. Oregon Senator becomes VP. I'm all in.
Thought.
Thought, yeah. Creativity, outside the box thinking. Oh, I also
free
saw
college.
That Hillary adopted Bernie's.
Yes, I wholly agree.
Free
I
college.
Believe that public
That's
colleges
awesome.
Should be free. Yeah.
Yes. Community college.
Oh,
should be free.
I agree.
If that's the case, I might go back to community college and learn some stuff.
Trump
no,
willing.
Time willing.
No.
Trump willing. I don't think it would hurt to go back to school and, you know, get a couple courses. You know, education. I think educating yourself, and keeping your mind sharp, and learning new things keeps you young, keeps you fresh, it keeps you relevant, and. There's things I'd like to go back to school and learn.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn how to do animation. I think that'd be fun. You know? And then we could have not another podcast cartoons.
I don't know if we want to go that
far. I don't
far.
Know how good they'd be, but... Oh, come on. It would be Samantha and Jim cartoons. It'd be like Tom and Jerry.
It's like Itchy and Scratchy.
They fight and fight and fight. Yeah, yeah. Except less clean. It'd be like South Park season
See if
one.
We can get Matt and Trey to produce it. Totally.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd be on board. Because that's less work they have to do. And then they'd just come let me animate the regular show.
Because, duh, why?
And not pay me, because why the fuck should they? He works for free.
Free labor,
man.
Come on.
Just let him go. I saw this story. This we've talked a lot about religion the past couple of weeks, and this story caught my eye here. I really wish Jim was on because he could really speak to this. This is the head of the Roman Catholic Church in Philadelphia, and it's closing a loophole. Or not a loophole. It's basically shutting down something that Pope Francis started.
Yeah, I saw this.
Allow civilly remarried Catholics to receive communion. This guy says that these people should live as... they should abstain from sex and live as brother and sister. Question. Why should a husband and wife...
Because
abstain
they're
from
divorce.
Sex?
Divorce is abhorrent in the eyes of the Bible.
Yeah, but the Pope said it's cool. And the Pope is the word of God. So if God says it's cool, why...
Jingly keys.
Why do you have to be a D-bag? The dude's, it's Archbishop Charles Chaput. Okay, I'm back rolling. This. I forget what we're talking about. Goddamn technology.
Fucking technology.
Fuck this shit. No, we're talking about Charles Chaputiput.
Yes, and how they need to stop protecting these pedophiles.
There's too many fucking double standards in the Catholic Church right now.
Yeah.
I gotta love Pope Francis because he's trying to get rid of these double standards. But then you have assholes like this who are like, no, the Bible is the Bible and this is the... No. Dude, you have to roll with the times. If religion is going to, if your religion is going to survive, you have to roll with the times. You have to take into consideration that the doctrine which you live your life by was written thousands of years ago before they knew about all the stuff that we have now. You have to take into account those things,
but
and
bronze
make them
age
a part
bullshit.
Of your doctrine.
Bronze Age
exactly.
bullshit. Okay?
Exactly.
That's all we need.
So Honestly, I wish we could get rid of organized religion to begin with. It causes more problems than it solves.
Fully agreed.
But at the same time, I don't want people to lose faith. Faith is one of those magical things that helps people. I really truly believe that faith, whatever the faith is in, does truly help people. But when organized religion takes advantage of that faith, it hurts people.
Yeah.
You know, belief and faith are two of humanity's strongest traits, I think. But I think religion takes advantage of that. And here's the problem. I don't think, for the most part, they mean to do that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of a, I don't know. We always get on a slippery slope when we start talking about this.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know if you want to open that can of worms right now.
Yeah, I really don't. But it's like, I was thinking about this the other day about how powerful faith is and how people use that faith. And I'll just play devil's advocate. Look at ISIS. Look at Al-Qaeda. Look at any terrorists. They believe so deeply in their doctrine that they're willing to sacrifice themselves. I mean, that's hardcore faith. That's hardcore belief.
I agree. But if you fully believe it, and even with the Christian Bible, when you die, it's better than what you are now. So what's the point of living? You're more willing to sacrifice your life for your religion.
Exactly. There's people who believe, and you gotta love them, but there's people who believe that when they die, they will be elevated or lowered, depending on how they live their lives, to a better place.
Yeah.
Or a worse place. But those who believe so hardcore about going to heaven are some of the people that I really don't want to be around, because those are the people that just want you to conform to their way of thinking so you can go to the same heaven they believe so they can be with you.
Yeah.
What's weird about that, though, is usually they're complete fucking strangers.
Yeah.
And that's creepy.
I'll have to send you a link to one of the podcasts I listened to. I listened to the newest show last night, and they talked about terrorism a little bit. It was a really interesting discussion, and there's a lot of good information in it.
Yeah, it's always interesting to. I think I really believe that knowledge is power, and knowing your enemy. I hate to use that phrase, but I mean it fits here. Knowing your enemy can help you to overcome your enemy. And right now, I think there's a lot of misinformation on both sides.
Yeah.
I don't think we, as Americans, as free people, understand how these terrorists think or what they believe. At the same time, I think the terrorists have a very limited view on Americans and America at large. And I think we've discussed it. They don't like Western civilization.
Yeah.
They feel it's too free. It's too.
It's against the doctrine.
Exactly. And they rebel against that. The problem is here. Well, there's a lot of problems, but one of the problems, at least from their side, I think, is that Western civilization only affects them if they allow it to. If they stayed within their country and just lived their lives, and America could stay out of it, there'd be no problem.
Well, then you get into the human rights aspect of it, too.
That was going to be my next thing.
Because there's human rights abuses that are done without end because of these religions, and it's not something that should be allowed.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I fully believe that religion, faith, belief, what have you, is a very personal thing. That being said, it should be kept personal. You can't go out and push your religion on someone.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what they're doing. They're
one of the things too,
committing atrocities on people based on their religious belief. They're pushing their religion.
And the Quran says to convert people by force. It's explicitly condoned. Which is why I could never buy the religion of peace.
It's... You're also talking about a book that was written by a very warlike people during a very tumultuous time. People in the Middle East have been fighting since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
That's all they know. So it's no wonder that their religion is kind of based on war. And I'm speaking out of turn here because I've not read the Quran. I don't know much about it, but I do know that it is kind of a violent religion.
Oh, it is a very violent religion.
I know people who have read the Quran, and they one person kind of – this struck me. One person I know who's read it said it's got very beautiful imagery, but it is very violent.
See, and I'm listening – one of the podcasts I'm listening to, they're reading the – Quran currently, and I'm hearing a wholly different view from them.
But see, that's the again, that's a problem because anything you read is going to be up for interpretation.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You need a cough button there.
Yeah. Well, I've got an edit, so I'm just. That never happened.
Who are we kidding? Everything gets left in.
Exactly. Even all the stuff that we said we'd edit when it got cut out, it's all going to be there.
I know. I figure we're probably just going to just paste it all together and just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Good to go.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
I might have to go in yours and take out some of yours so it times out right.
But. Yeah. That's what I was figuring was we got to figure the timing wise. One of these days we'll actually get semi-professional.
No, we won't.
Yeah,
I
know.
Don't mislead our listeners like that.
Listener,
sorry.
Oh, wait,
sorry.
No, we have two. Yeah, we have two, so that's a multiple.
Yeah, hey, we doubled our audience this year, so that's pretty good.
Go us.
We are showing growth, my friend.
I do want to potentially do an intro for one of the podcasts I listen to, so I'll have to talk to you about that later.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they,
totally.
They use intros that people send in. It's like a specific thing, but people can do kind of their own take on it. So it's basically a free plug to a much larger audience.
Oh, that would be cool, yeah.
So if it's a good plug...
We could disappoint people on a larger scale.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's all we aim for.
You know, with this Skype thing, we might want to even think about sending out invites to some of these other shows that you listen to and maybe get them on as guests and talk to them. That would be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. I know some of them, it'll be pretty hard because they have very busy, busy schedules.
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah. But, you know, you never know until you reach out and try.
Yeah.
And I think it would be cool for us to reach out and, you know, try and get some of these other podcasts and kind of network ourselves, you know, but also to get their takes on our thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, I know you've been really big into some of these religious podcasts, and I think it would be really interesting to have an in-depth discussion with one of these guys.
Yeah.
For me, I think that would be, it would be fun, but it'd also be educational because clearly these guys know a lot more than we do.
Yeah.
So, and I'm always, always willing to learn something new.
Yep. Me too.
And broaden my horizon. So that's something we'll have to discuss off the air.
Yeah.
Now that everyone is going to do that. We're not very good about, like, keeping stuff behind the curtain. And I think that's why this show works
curtain?
So well.
What's a curtain?
What do you mean, door? I don't know what you're talking about. I think this show works the way it does. And it does entertain people the way it does is because we are so open. It's like,
yeah,
stuff that we want to do, we just discuss wherever, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
So, and if plans flourish, great. If not, we're not really disappointing anyone because our listeners have low expectations to begin with.
They have to have no expectations with this show.
Exactly. And yeah, that's why it works. Shit, that's all. I got nothing.
Well, did you hear that they may have found the skull of the guy who created Buddhism?
Sweet!
Yeah. Apparently there was a big excavation that they've been doing for the last couple of years in China, and didn't really get much press here in the U.S., but...
Oh, of course not. Why would it?
Yeah. Yeah, I read an article about it yesterday.
That would be interesting, but it's not like the skull can tell us anything.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting.
They pick it up, the skull starts talking. Enlightenment can only be found.
I think the Dalai Lama has to wear the skull now.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Gives him, like, these powers.
Is the Dalai Lama Buddhist, or is that Hindu?
It's Buddhist.
Is it?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was Hindu.
No.
Wow, I suck. They have Buddhism in India.
They do. Yes, they do.
Buddhism's everywhere. India is majority Buddhist, I believe, but it's starting to swing Islamic.
In India?
Yeah.
See, I think India is mostly Hindu.
There's a very large Muslim population.
Oh, I don't doubt that, but you said Buddhist, and I think it's... I think India's more...
Or yeah, Hindu. Yeah, yeah. My bad. My apologies. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Dalai Lama is Buddhism.
I think so, too. But for some reason, I thought Hindu. Because I have no clue.
They all seem to be the same, right?
No!
Racist?
Yes. No, it's not racist. It's religionist. Hey, we haven't talked Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk about that fucking finale.
That awesome finale.
Well, we need to talk about the last two shows, because the last two shows, fucking epic.
Yeah.
Ramsay Bolton finally getting his...
Finally.
At the hands of Sansa?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
But we called that, though.
Yeah.
We totally called that. Not the method in which she did it, but we said it was going to be Sansa that deals the final blow.
Yeah.
And fucking Jon Snow becoming King of the North.
King of the North, yeah.
Dude, that fucking is awesome. And Daenerys is finally on her way to Westeros.
Oh, yeah. To meet her brother.
Yeah. Well, no. Cousin. They're cousins.
I thought Rhaegar was her father.
Oh, no, you are right.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're
half
brother, half sister. Yeah.
Wow.
And I believe he's older, so he would technically be the rightful ruler in the heir of succession.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I want to say you're right, but...
Yeah.
See, I question that.
Yeah.
I question that because how long after he was born was Rhaegar taken down?
I think it was a while.
I don't think so. Well, you know what? I've got the history of Westeros. I will have to look that up and see.
Yeah.
Because I think Daenerys and her brother are older than Jon.
Well, I know her brother is.
Yeah, her brother is. I think she is as well, but not by very much.
Let's see if I can find anything real quick.
Because here's the thing. I think Jon is older than Rob.
Yeah.
So, you know what? They might be the same age or very close to.
I think John's quite a bit older.
I don't know, but see, here's the thing. I don't think John is going to want the Iron Throne. I think he'll help.
No, he doesn't want it.
I think he'll help her take it. I think he's going to be happy just being in the North.
Yeah.
Because honestly, he's more worried about the White Walkers coming than anything else.
Yeah, and that's what they need to be worried more about.
You saw his face when they like started proclaiming him King of the North. Like, he doesn't want it.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to take it. He was supporting Sansa. So, like, his people turned it on him.
Yeah.
So, and Littlefinger is pissed.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, he just had everything to, like, he was counting on getting Sansa in his bed.
Yeah.
And he did everything wrong. The moment he sealed that he would never be with Sansa was when he sold her to the Ramseys.
Yeah.
To the Boltons. To the Ramseys. To all the Ramseys. Yeah, that was the moment that he lost her.
Yeah.
Completely.
Most definitely.
And he's still too stupid to realize that. It's the same problem he had with Catelyn.
Yep.
Like, he made too many mistakes with Catelyn, lost her, but he just never saw it that way.
He thinks he's the most cunning person ever.
And he's not.
Yeah, he makes mistakes because of it.
Yeah, his ego gets in the way. He's never going to get the Iron Throne. I don't think he's aware of Daenerys, though.
Yeah.
Or if he is, it's like he doesn't think that she's a real threat. But he's been out of the loop for a couple of seasons, so he doesn't know. Like, Lord Varys was far more informed.
Yeah.
And that was pretty epic when Varys showed up in Dorne, too. When,
Yeah.
They were aligning with Lady Olena? Olena.
Yeah.
That was kind of a shock, because I knew he was going over there to get support. But then, how quick was it that he got back? Because he was on the ship with Daenerys.
They talked about that in one of the interviews that I read.
Uh-huh.
They tried to keep the timeline storylines the exact same throughout it as much as they could, but they had to deviate from this, so the timelines are different. So
yeah.
His timeline was longer, so more time had passed between when we see him leave and when he returned.
See, that's what I figured. See,
yeah.
My justification was when we see him in Dorne, they're still getting the fleet ready in Meereen.
Yeah.
So in my head, he got back maybe a day or two before they left.
Yeah.
So he like just got there on time and was like, oh shit, this is happening.
Yeah.
But he looked very, like, on the ship, he looked very excited.
Yeah.
Because I think just like Tyrion, and that fucking, what an emotional speech from Tyrion to Daenerys.
Yeah.
About how he never believed in anything and how it, you know, and suddenly, like, he's found belief in Daenerys.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is an amazing. And then she makes him hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so overwhelmed. Like, this is the leader he's always wanted to follow. This is the leader he wanted.
He truly believes.
Yes. And he knew Joffrey wasn't going to be. He knows fucking Cersei isn't going to be it.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know that she's.
No, I bet you they find out when they get to the Iron Islands.
Yeah.
I bet you they find out. And fucking Yara and Theon's uncle is going to be fried hardcore.
Yeah.
I wonder which dragon's going to eat him.
Yeah. Probably Drogon.
He's not going to give up the Iron Islands.
No.
He's going to try and negotiate, and he's going to come off half-cocked, and Daenerys isn't going to put up with it. And the Iron Islands is going to fall quick.
Yeah.
And from there, see, this is where I wonder what they're going to do this next season.
Yeah.
Jon and Daenerys are going to meet. That's plain. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
The question, though, I have is, will Jon convince Daenerys that the White Walkers is a bigger threat? Or will Daenerys convince Jon that they need to take out Cersei before they deal with the White Walkers?
Yeah.
I honestly think that Jon's going to have the more powerful argument, and I think Daenerys is going to go with Jon to deal with the White Walkers, and in doing so, she's going to unite the North in a way that Mance Rayder could not.
Yeah.
They're going to completely stop warring with each other. They're going to unite, and the entire North is going to descend on King's Landing.
They state that isn't there, like, at least twice as many people in the North than there is in the South?
Yes, yes. They've said it several times.
So if they could unite them all, it would be easy to take over.
And Jon's already, like, Jon's name has spread throughout the North.
Yeah.
He let a bunch of wildings through.
Yeah.
Like, and on top of that, he went north to try and save as many as he could from the White Walkers.
Yeah.
So his name has carried through the North. So if he shows back up in the North and says, this is our queen, we should follow her, she's going... On top of that, look, I've brought dragons.
Yeah.
Dragons are going to lay waste to the White Walkers. And I think the key to that is going to be Bran.
Yeah.
I think next season, Bran's going to show up back in Winterfell. And he's going to have all this information. And I think it's going to be Bran that is the one who... Not Jon who convinces Daenerys, but Bran.
Yeah.
And I bet you he does it when he wargs into a dragon.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
I think that's what's going to happen. Because I rewatched season 4. And the three-eyed raven told Bran that he would fly.
Yeah.
What better way to fly than...
In a dragon.
In a dragon, yeah.
So it looks like either they are almost exactly like within a few months of each other, or Jon is older, from what I can tell.
I would lean towards within months of each other.
Yeah.
I
can't remember if they... I know on the TV show they don't ever state anything about it, but I think in one of the books they make mention of him being like 8 or 9 months older.
I would go with that. That,
yeah.
That seems more reasonable than a few years.
Yeah.
So, and I think I just got that because, I don't know, something about the way they play their character seems like they'd be roughly the same age.
Yeah.
They've lived completely different lives and all this stuff, but it just feels to me like they could be within just a few months of each other.
And I think the actor and actress, I think their ages are fairly close as well.
Oh, I think so too. But I was basing it on the way they play their characters.
Yeah.
And see, if you'd asked me in season 1, I would have said that Jon's a couple years older.
Yeah.
But now it just feels like they're within months.
Yeah.
At most a year apart. So, and that's just how it feels watching them.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, and we didn't even get to the best part of the last show. Fucking Arya taking out Walder Frey.
Oh god, that was awesome.
Dude, how spectacular. Not only is she back in Westeros, she's nailing people on her list.
Yep.
So, I think it'd be pretty epic if she got close to Cersei.
Yeah.
I think it'd be badass if she nailed Cersei. But I don't want her to. I want Daenerys and Cersei to go at it.
Yeah.
And I want them to go at it like... I want armies, and then I want it to come down to just the two women. And just a war of words, and just have Daenerys just nail her. Cersei's now got nothing left to lose.
I know. Well, she's got... Yeah. That's what makes her the most dangerous now.
She's essentially killed off all her children.
Yeah. This last one was directly her fault.
Oh, and I think she knows it. And that guilt, you can see that guilt on her face. Even when they're crowning her. So my question is who's going to suffer now?
Yeah.
Because she's kind of wiped out her enemies, too.
Well, she's going to go after John now. She's going to go back after the North.
Yeah, but she doesn't have the army now.
Yeah.
Her army's been pretty decimated. And the only support she has is Jaime. And I don't think Jaime's going to fall into line.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to react with her with what she did.
Well, Jaime called her, again, like I said, I've been rewatching season 4, and Jaime called her a hateful woman.
Yeah.
And I think his love for her is decreasing.
See, I don't think it is. I really don't. I think he ferociously loves her.
He
loves his kids.
Yeah, and he's the only one who's ever stood up against Cersei.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot more of them butting heads.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, big time. And I would not be shocked if she dismisses him from the Queen's Guard.
Yeah.
Like, outright dismisses him. I wouldn't even be surprised if he ends up in the dungeon at some point.
Yeah.
My question here, and this will be a good question, when Tyrion comes back, who's Jaime going to side with?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because Jaime knows she's wrong. He knows Cersei's wrong. And he clearly defied his father to save Tyrion.
Yeah.
So there's a bond between the brothers. And Jaime's the only one who's ever defended Tyrion.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be a good two final seasons.
Yeah, once Cersei finds out that Tyrion's back.
Yeah.
She's going to send everything she has after him.
Just recklessly.
Yeah. So the question is now, of the main characters, who survives?
Oh, man. I honestly don't know.
Cersei can't survive. There's no way she survives.
No.
I hate to say it, but I don't think Jaime's going to survive.
I think Jaime might make it, at least until the very, very end.
Oh, I would agree. I would say he makes it to the final episode, but I don't think he makes it through the series.
Yeah.
I also hate to say it, but I don't think Tyrion's going to last. I think the Lannisters are going to be wiped out.
Yeah.
I think someone's going to get through and kill Tyrion for Cersei.
Yeah.
I think Jaime's going to die in battle. I wouldn't be shocked if Cersei kills him.
Yeah.
Nothing Cersei does from this point forward would shock me. Of the remaining four Starks, I honestly got to say I foresee all four of them making it to the final episode. But of the four, I don't know which one makes it to the very end.
I think Jon's probably going to be one of the only Starks left, but he's only a half Stark. But I don't know if Arya or Sansa is going to make it.
You know, my gut tells me all four of them are going to make it.
Yeah.
Is it
gut or hope?
No, I think it's gut. I think we're down to the Starks that matter. And the reason why is this. Jon's going to end up remaining King of the North. Probably not going to like it. Sansa's going to marry somebody.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be Littlefinger.
No.
She's going to marry someone who Littlefinger hates. But it's not going to be Littlefinger. And we may not have been introduced to that character yet either.
Yeah.
And I really feel that's what's going to happen. Like, we're going to meet her future husband in the next season.
Yeah.
Arya's gonna survive, but she's gonna disappear. I think she's gonna find that her life as an assassin suits her much more.
Yeah.
But not before she reunites with her brothers and sister.
Yeah.
And I think Bran is gonna survive, but he's gonna return to the North to remain as the Three-Eyed Raven until someone
replaces him. Yeah.
That's what I think's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think Daenerys is going to try and get Jon to come to King's Landing, but he's going to refuse. I think he's going to stay in Winterfell.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, you know what? One of two things. I think Jon's either going to stay as Warden of the North in Winterfell, or he might return to the Night's Watch.
Yeah.
He might return and become Lord Commander.
Or he may even go north.
Yeah,
he may explore.
North. Yeah. He liked being a ranger. And he liked exploring. He might choose a solitary life.
Yeah.
Because the only woman he loved was Ygritte. And I don't think that... I don't think he'll marry again.
Yeah, I don't think he'll find...
It's not that I don't think he'll find. I think he will choose not to.
Yeah.
And I think... He will just kind of bow out, and I think he will leave Winterfell to Sansa.
Yeah.
And whoever her husband ends up being. And I think he'll either return to the Night's Watch as Lord Commander, or he'll just continue north and just disappear altogether. He might even escort Bran back to the north, and then...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I wonder if the Baratheon bastard comes back.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah. I just saw an article about
Gendry.
That. Like he's been
Gendry.
Missing. Yeah.
Yep. I think he's going to show back up. And I wonder if maybe that will be Sansa's husband.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. Uniting Baratheon and Stark. Yeah.
That would give her some legitimacy to the throne. I mean, not that she wants to have the throne, but...
No, I think she just wants to stay at Winterfell now. She's seen the world, and she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gendry coming back, that would make sense. He's supposed to be in King's Landing. The last we saw of him, he was heading towards King's Landing.
Yeah.
Because Ser Davos sent him there.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it'd be interesting to see him show up again.
Yep.
I think Theon's going to bite it.
Yeah.
I think he's going to bite it within the first few episodes of the next season.
Yeah.
Oh! I would be even willing to bet that he's the one who kills his uncle.
Yeah, he dies killing him.
Yeah. They kill each other.
Yeah.
Which solidifies Yara's claim as queen of the Iron Islands.
Yeah. You know what would be really awesome? Yara and Daenerys. And I think they might potentially be leaning that direction, too.
Well, they've kind of leaned that direction a number of times with Daenerys.
Yeah.
Even as far as the first season goes, when she was learning how to please Dothraki men.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think... See, Daenerys is smart enough to know that she needs a king because she has to provide an heir.
Yeah.
But I honestly think that she's not going to take a husband.
Yeah.
I think she's going to take the throne on her own.
Yeah.
And I think that for a number of reasons. She's got Varys there helping her. She's got Tyrion there helping her.
Yeah.
She's going to have Ser Davos. And she's going to have Jon. There's no need for her to marry to make an alliance.
Yeah.
She's going to have all the alliance she needs once she gets to Winterfell.
Yep.
I honestly believe that. I am very interested to see... Number one, I'm interested to see Arya and the Hound reunite. Because you know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because the Hound just joined up with the Brotherhood Without Banners.
Yeah.
And they know about... the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to pledge to Jon.
Yeah.
Which would put the Hound in Jon's service.
Yeah.
And that's good because Sansa already knows the Hound and knows what kind of man he can be.
Yeah.
Because he's rescued her a few times. I think the Hound is at this place where... The Hound is a very broken man.
Yeah.
And I think he has... He hasn't had anyone to inspire him. No one to really fight for. Since Robert.
Yeah.
He hasn't really been loyal to anyone since Robert. So, I think once he sees what kind of man Jon is, and I think with Sansa there to help convince him, I think the Hound will pledge to Jon.
Yeah.
And eventually, like I said, Arya's going to come back to the Starks. So the question is, will Arya kill the Hound? Truly kill the Hound? Or yeah. will she consider the debt paid? Because essentially, he did die in front of her.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he took care of her for months.
Yeah. She has a different bond with him now.
Yeah. I think when he was hurt by Brienne, and mm-hmm. she kind of left him to die, I think that was her saying, look, if you die, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. But
yeah.
I'm not going to kill you.
Yeah.
So she left him to die, but she didn't strike the killing blow. So I think that was her saying, this is my thank you for taking care of me, but you're still an asshole.
Yeah.
And she's learned mercy, too.
Yeah.
Which is something I think that she, in all her revenge plotting, she never really understood. But she saw through months of being with the Hound what kind of man he can be. And I think she had faith that if he did survive, he would become that man.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you're right, it's going to be the next two seasons, the final two seasons are going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
And I really think that this next season is going to be setting up the war in the North.
Yep. I think almost all of the last season will be the White Walker War.
Yes, I agree.
And I know they're having issues with starting filming because the weather is not permitting in their locations.
Oh, yeah.
So potentially the next season may not start until later.
That's fine. You know, they've got a year to put it together, and I'm sure,
yeah.
I have no doubt that they'll have it ready. Like, it usually starts in April.
Yeah.
Like, early April. I have no doubt that they will film as much as they can on the inside sets as they can. So
yeah.
when the weather does finally cooperate, they can do the outside stuff, and we'll have it maybe mid-April.
Yeah.
So, and if we have to wait till May, we have to wait till May. I think it's going to be worth it, though, because I think this next season is going to be one of the strongest ever, because all the pieces are coming together.
Yep.
And we have so many questions. One of the questions I have is, will Jorah Mormont find a cure?
Yeah.
Will we see him next season?
Yeah.
Will he come in at the final hour and save someone?
Yeah.
I want to see how many people Arya takes off her list. How close mm-hmm. she gets to Cersei. Will Cersei being queen, how that affects her relationship with Jaime now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so many questions. I can't wait to see the answers.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And we got a year.
I know. It's the worst part.
Okay, we've done about an hour.
Yeah.
And we're both exhausted.
Yeah.
Okay, so next week we are going to shoot to have our good friend Big Jim back on the show.
Yes.
We'll see if we can't make that happen.
I think we can do it.
I think so, too. I can't wait to hear about his road trip.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about his living with the Amish.
Yeah.
I want to hear if he's been good gamed by Harrison Ford again since he's been back.
He just showed up. I heard you moved back here.
Tap, tap.
Good game. Good game.
I've missed this ass.
This sweet, sweet ass.
Jim crying in the fetal position as Harrison Ford rubs his ass. Stop it, Indiana Jones. Stop it.
No, Indy, don't.
Okay, that's it for us. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And You wanted it. You asked for it. You got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.